Hi, this is Steve Dolinsky, author of Pizza City USA. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
He's the new sensation in the nation, Pizza Boy USA.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio and in studio. As I often say, you're the Dean of Network News, Food Personalities, 13 James Beard Awards for TV, radio, and the award-winning podcast, The Feed. Author and now public servant as the mayor of Pizza City, USA, the one and only Hungry Hound, Steve Dolinsky. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much, Dane. That's quite an introduction. Appreciate that.
It's deserved because here you have. You've taken on the mantle of one of the things that we kind of hold near and dear as sort of our personalities. People travel around the country, around the world. They think of Chicago other than, let's say, sports success or rampant crime. Pizza is one of the things that kind of says Chicago.
It does. And one of the things that has been sort of sticking in my craw is this impression beyond Chicago's borders that all we have is a lasagna in a bread bowl, an above-ground outdoor pool, if you will. And we know we're talking about stuffed pizza here, and it's been around since 1974. And, you know, Nancy's and Giordano's, God bless them, they were the pioneers. But there's so much more to Chicagoland than stuffed pizza. There's deep, of course, since 43. There's tavern style, square cut, thin and crispy. There's Rome and Altaglio. There's Detroit. There's Sicilian. There's thin. There's Neapolitan. There's artisan. There's a lot of other pizzas here, folks, just besides deep and stuffed. And so that's partly why I wrote Pizza City USA, was just to show people that there's more here than it's a one-trick pony.
I mean, is that the reason for the book? Pizza City is a weapon, a freedom-fighting weapon to set the record straight?
Yeah. Well, I decided, you know, I was going to take this on two, 3 years ago, and I decided I was going to do 50 or 60 places and kind of see where the chips fell, right? So I went to these places, and as I'm documenting it, people are chiming in on social media. Hey, if you don't go to Pudgy's and Hegwisch, this list is worthless. If you don't go to Phil's in Oaklawn, and I don't mean Bridgeport, I mean Phil's in Oaklawn. If you don't go there, this list is worthless. And on and on it went. So I chased down all these rabbit holes and these dead ends, and I went to 76 places for the first round, and I did them all in about 3.5 months, and I found that there are more styles here than we actually realize. And when I pitched it as a book idea to Northwestern University Press, they said, you know, you need more than that.
I would have said, let's pare it down a little.
Well, of those 76, 48 were keepers. I actually gone through these. And the places that I recommended and liked, because, you know, if you go to 76 pizza places, you're not going to like all of them. And so 48 I liked. And then they said, well, you need more than 48 for a book. So I said, okay, I got to get to 101. So I ended up going to a total of 185 to get to 101. And I found there were these 10 styles of pizza here, which was surprising because I've lived here since 92. I consider myself a Chicagoan. I grew up on Minneapolis pizza, which was technically Shakey's, which was technically not a Minneapolis pizza. It started in Sacramento in 1954, but that was my pizza of my youth, as I call it, my pig syndrome, a pizza I grew up eating pizza syndrome. And I came to Chicago with open eyes, and, you know, nobody got a free pass. There were no sacred cows. Nobody, just because you've been in business for 40 years and there's a two-hour wait doesn't mean it's going to pass muster. And so I went to all these places that I'd heard about, read about, and people told me to go to. And this is kind of what happened, that I found that there were these 10 styles. And most of this book, I got to say about 20% or more, is tavern style, Chicago thin.
Isn't it surprising that you were not aware of it, as I'm sure a lot of the listeners just aren't aware of so many places out there, not only places that exist, that are surviving, but that are beloved by their neighborhood. I think pizza is still in kind of the place that beer maybe was maybe 15 years ago, where you're a Bud Man and that's what you want. If you really want to have a great night, get a Michelob. But now with craft beer, people want to explore and try everything. And on the pizza side, I think that there's, you know, people want on a Friday night to go and have a pizza. They've got their neighborhood place that kind of just does it for them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that I talk about pig syndrome, pizza I grew up eating. And so people in Chicagoland are so fiercely loyal to their neighborhood pizza places. And of the pizza people I talk to, they're like, well, I'm a pizza expert. I lived in Chicago my whole life. I'm like, how many pizza places have you been to? Well, 4, 5, you know, the one near their house, the one near their kid's school.
The Sbarro's count?
Yeah, the one near work. And that's, you know, and of course, the best pizza in the world is the one that's either closest to your house or the one you grew up eating. That's kind of an international rule. But I found that people like, you know, if you're from Homewood or Flossmoor, I guarantee you, you're an Aurelio's person. If you're from Northbrook, you are probably a Barnaby's person. If you're on and on, West Side, Armand's, and on it goes. And those people are so loyal, you cannot shake their devotion. So I came into this thinking, you know, I don't have any of those biases. I didn't grow up going to Barnaby's or Aurelio's as a kid, so therefore I don't necessarily give them a free pass. So I just wanted to find the best pizza. And that's kind of what I found. But I did find that most of the pizza places, when I call them up anonymously for the book research, and
did
I'd say...
Did you disguise your voice, Steve?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I didn't. I didn't do this. I didn't do this.
Hello.
Hello, what kind of pizza you have? No, I just said, hey, this is, my name's Jim. You know, what are you guys known for? What's your pizza style? And they typically say Chicago thin. And that means square cut, thin and crispy. So that's kind of what my theory in this book is, that Chicago style means thin, not deep. And Mark Malnati's going to put a contract out on my head for saying that. But no, I know. And God bless, those guys have got 50 plus locations and people still love deep dish. But I think the kind of pizza that we typically eat in Chicago on a weeknight, a weekend, whatever, where, no matter where you live, is thin pizza.
And you're undeniably right. There are some that have maybe made a mark or maybe made more marketing. And that's really kind of how the reputation started. And here's the thing. So pizza is an undeniable celebratory food. You win the big game, you go to have pizza, something happens to grandma, maybe you have pizza. You know, it's one of those things that for a big party, for kids, for birthdays, pizza is celebrated. But you brought it up where it's also very contentious and polarizing. It isn't just like, hey, like cake, like right. Chocolate cake. There's no fights about chocolate cake, whether, you know, I like this icing, maybe I don't. But when it comes to pizza, people take sides.
They really do. I talked this morning up on the North Shore at a senior center, and they were asking me about what's the one, pizza and oven grinder in Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
You know, people wait 2 hours for that.
We got it. Okay, the predominance is thin pizza, and we've got our kind of team photo of stars on the innovation side that are thicker. But oven grinders, some people say that's not even, it's like the patty melt burger conversation.
They say
it's a pot pie.
Oh, it's not pizza. It's melted cheese in a bread bowl. Come on, it's not pizza. Now, you look at a picture, that is not pizza. But, you know, again, God bless them. They've done a fantastic job. People wait hours for this dish, and good for them. But it didn't make the book. It didn't make the 101. But people are, like, to answer your question, people are crazy about, and they'll get into arguments with me left and right about, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a pizza poser. You haven't had enough pizza. I mean, I have 185
pizzas.
Plus, I've had pizzas in New York. Now, part of this is that I did go to New York over the course of 4 or 5 different visits, because I reached out to some professional writers of mine in New York, and I said, give me your must-visit pizza places, because if I write this book saying how great Chicago is as a pizza destination, I'm going to just never hear the end of it from New Yorkers.
Yeah, but you didn't try.
Right. So they gave me their list of places. I got 55 on this list. I'd only been to 6 of them previously. So I planned 5 trips, one with my wife, which was hilarious, to go eat 13 or 14 pizzas on a 3-day period. So I now, on our website, pizzacityusa.com, under other cities, I've got 60 places I've been to in New York as well. So I think I've done the research.
Was the whole New York situation, just to justify, Chicago kind of takes its role as one of, if not really, maybe the greatest food city, right? We have so much here, and it's recognized more and more. Was it just to basically at least check that box to say, like, yeah, New York, we hear you, we tried it, and this is still my perspective based on that?
Yeah, it was to check the box, and it was to have street cred, I think, among just the public and among writers. But the interesting thing that I found in this survey of going to all these places in New York was, New York really just has 5 styles, mainly 5 styles. The slice is the dominant style, of course, the foldable slice. They've got Neapolitan, they've got artisan, they've got Sicilian, and then a shorter Sicilian called Grandma, which we do not have in Chicago, which I'm waiting for someone to start, actually. I've heard there is going to be one person doing a Grandma style. It's a shorter Sicilian, so it's done in a rectangular pan,
okay,
but instead of letting the dough proof overnight and rise a bit, it's made the same day. So it's a shorter rise.
Grandma was always impatient.
She's got to get dinner on the table, right? You can't wait overnight for that, Grandma. So it's a different style. They've got a couple of Roman Altaglio styles, maybe one or two places in New York, and they've got one or two Detroit styles. But really, the dominant, there's 5 styles in New York. So I wanted to just see what was out there. They do have some incredible pizza in New York, I will say.
Yeah,
incredible.
I think that's a great tip of the cap. The book is Pizza City USA. The author is Steve Dolinsky. One of the last thing, and I think that is also unique about pizza, not only that everybody loves it, everybody has an opinion on it, but especially in sort of that age of pizza innovation, you know, in the 70s, where I think part of it almost, and people say, hey, the dining experience, you know, good percentage is the ambiance, is that it became kind of an event. You brought up Shakey's Pizza, which combined mm-hmm. for whatever level of success or tastefulness, kind of like showtime, right? It had a buffet, there was maybe some music. If we remember Showbiz Pizza, you know, where you had the dancing animatronics. I mean, where pizza kind of uniquely has been built into sort of like a thing to do on the entertainment or just kind of going out and having a night.
Well, the interesting thing about what's evolved in Chicago is the tavern style, because that used to be exclusively in the bars. You'd stop in one of the neighborhood taverns on your way home from work. You'd have a beer. Bartenders realized they'd get you to buy more beer if they give you something salty to eat. So they'd make these little thin pizzas, cut them into squares, pass them around the bar for free. You'd have a couple of squares and then go home for dinner. Well, guess what? That style is now a meal in and of itself. Because if you talk to the guys from like Palermo's 95th, where they make a thin pizza, it is not tavern style, they will say thin's a meal, tavern's a snack. And so, it used to be a bar-only experience, and now tavern style, it is everywhere. Aurelio's, Barnaby's, Armand's, you name it. There's square-cut thin pizza everywhere, and that's become the attraction. So that is no longer just a snack in Chicago. That is a meal.
Yeah, delivery is a big thing, but to get in there and kind of experience in the restaurant, you know, whether it's Gino's East with the writing on the walls and all that kind of stuff, I did want to ask you, with all the things that you do, and for the listeners, Steve Valinsky, you know him, you love him, appreciate his work. It does span the entire culinary scene here, and of course, around the world in so many different global cuisines that he talks, you know, with and about. And so pizza was a choice. The public servant side, you know, kind of supporting us here is one thing. But why did you choose pizza? And here's the other thing, too, is the foreword is written by Grant Achatz, which is the finest of the fine dining people right here. Is he secretly also either standing up and defending Chicago or in love with pizza? I mean, you guys?
We're both in love with pizza. I think he's in love with pizza more than I am, actually. I follow him on Instagram, and I saw that he posted a bunch of stuff on pizza, especially one in LA that I really, this place called Pizzana that I ended up going to after he posted there. And I reached out to him. He used to be my next door neighbor, actually, a couple years ago in Bucktown. And I reached out to him. I said, you know, would you be interested in writing the foreword to this book? Because it's a love letter to Chicago style pizza and Chicago's various pizza styles. And of course, he is a proponent of all things Chicago and he loves pizza. And so he's like, sure, why not? And he's a product of the Midwest. He's from Michigan, you know, growing up with the same Midwestern pizza we all grew up with. So that's kind of why I reached out to him. Also, I just, you know, how cool is it to have Grant Achatz write the foreword to your book?
Yeah, really? Right? Really?
But it was just because we loved pizza. And I've spent my career raising the flag in Chicago and telling people on the coast how great Chicago is. And I just think, you know, we've got to get beyond this. We're stuffed. Where the, you know, remember the Jon Stewart takedown on The Daily Show? That was a famous one. And he's referring to stuffed pizza. He's not referring to deep dish or tavern style or anything else we do here. And so I just feel like somebody's got to speak up and say something.
Writing the book, talking the talk, walking the walk, driving the drive, the tours. You put the whole thing on the road, and not only as an ambassador on the literary side, but also in person, right? You'll take these people, whether Chicagoans or people from around the world, they want to see Chicago pizza, you'll take them.
Yeah, that was the evolution. So about a year and a half ago, my wife and I started Pizza City USA Tours. And again, it's pizzacityusa.com. Sorry for the plug. But we do weekly tours, bus every Saturday year round. We go in the polar vortex. We do the walking tours in Bucktown on Sundays and the West Loop on Saturdays. But those are going to end at the end of October. And so November through April, we just can't do the walk. But we do the bus tours. We do private tours. We do birthday parties, corporate stuff. It's a lot of fun. And the mantra with the tours is 4 styles of pizza in 3 hours. We want people to see more than deep and more than tavern. We want 4 styles, and they're typically Detroit or Roman or Neapolitan, definitely deep and tavern style, but we want to show people a lot more than one style here and do it in about 3 hours, and nobody, fortunately, has complained yet about not having enough pizza, because that would be like the worst thing to hear someone say, I need more pizza. We overfeed them.
Setting the record straight, the mayor of Pizza City USA, Steve Dolinsky, with his supportive wife, not only, because you, it's your life, but you know, she comes with you to New York and does this, and she's also supported. Is she on board with this, or she says, this is what you're married to Steve Dolinsky, this is what you do?
Well, yes, and yes, and she's totally on board. Yeah, I mean, she loves pizza. First of all, she's a Barnaby's girl. She grew up with Barnaby's and Lou's, so from the North Shore, and she loves to eat pizza. Any chance we get, we go try new pizza places. She never complains about it, never says, ugh, I gotta go do this again. She went to a lot of the places in the book with me and was just a great advocate and support system, and does a lot of the back end stuff. So I'm like, you know, I'm the talent. I'm the guy out front, runs the tours. We've got 5 docents, by the way, and these docents are trained by me. So I don't lead every tour, but I do lead a lot of them. And then Amy does, you know, a lot of the back end stuff and does the customer service, if you will.
It's all important.
Very important. You got to have that. You got to have the front of the house and back of the house.
For people who want to get more information about the book, of course, you can get it at your favorite bookstore. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. You say on board, she's on board, get on board with the tours. Where can they go?
PizzaCityUSA.com. Pretty simple.
Steve Dolinsky, thanks so much for what you're doing in defense of Chicago and all things good and pizza. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Great pleasure.